This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull? Yes. You decide.
You decide. That's right. Hey, tape recorder, listen to this. What are we listening to?
You are listening to episode 220 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Brought to you by J&T Mechanical and House of Hughes and recorded at the First Due Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in Pipe Creek, Texas.
That's nice. That's very nice.
It's very, very nice.
Wait, did you say 220?
Episode 220. All right. 220, 221, whatever it takes.
All right.
You know, it could be a double. It could be a double episode.
I'll take a double.
Because there's so much to talk about, you know.
Is there, though?
Not really. That'll be it. Where's the door?
We do want to talk about stuff, but we can't because we want to go positive on this, but I'm mad.
I'm positive.
Are you mad? I'm mad.
It's a happy Friday, June the 2nd. Let me try to make you happy.
Okay.
It's Friday, June 2nd. You know what June 2nd is?
Everybody got off of school?
No. First off, it's gig day. We're playing at Pipe Creek Roadhouse and Backyard.
Oh, yeah.
In beautiful Pipe Creek, Texas, just outside of Bandera on your way out Highway 16. Virtual Country will be there from 7 to 10. Are you happy? Are you happy?
No, not yet.
We've got a seafood boil. Got a seafood boil.
Are you
awesome.
Sure? Okay, that's making me
and
happy.
And also tomorrow, the Lloyd Bonham Band will be out there. Leah's dad.
All right.
Still doing it. They call him Lead Bottom. If you've ever seen his bottom, you'll know it's Lead Bottom.
Whoa.
Lead Bottom.
How do you... Anyway.
I don't know. But they will have the seafood boil not only tonight, but tomorrow night. So come out tonight, 7 to 10, see Virtual Country Trio, Menchaca
so
Brothers.
Does that mean today is June 2nd?
It means today is June 2nd. Right. You know what else that means to make you happy?
The kids are out of school?
No. Right. Well, they are, but I mean, today is National Donut Day here in San Antonio.
Oh, just here in San Antonio?
Well, everywhere.
Oh, really?
But today, they're celebrating it. And if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, with the purchase of a beverage, you can get a free glazed donut. If you go to Shipley's Donuts, you get a free glazed donut with any purchase. And let's see here, also at Voodoo Donuts.
Whoa.
You get offering a dozen of its classic raised glazed donuts for $10. They're also on East Houston. Here's the one, my favorite, Duck Donuts. Stop by Duck Donuts to get a free cinnamon sugar donut. No purchase necessary, but I'm getting myself a bacon maple.
Wow, that's awesome. So is...
And they're on Huebner.
I know that place. So is Deacon Down going to go and give anybody who goes to him a moon pie?
Deacon Duncan is dunking his donuts.
Right.
I tell you what.
So
there's a lot of other places that are doing it, but I mean, really, it's not really necessary. If you know the right places to go, you really don't have to go to the wrong place.
What would you do? Where would you go?
First
and
place
what
I'd
donut
go,
would you get?
First place I'd go is go to Duck Donuts.
Oh, is this a shout out?
Shout out to All Duck right. Donuts on Huebner Road.
On Huebner?
There's another one on 1604. I don't know exactly where on 1604 it's at.
Right.
But the one I go to is always I-10 in Huebner. I would get...
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's a lemon glazed one.
All right.
And then that, because it reminds me of a lemon meringue pie, which is my favorite.
Oh, wow.
But my very, very favorite, I can get like a half a dozen of those and a gallon of milk, and I'm good for like an hour or two. It's the maple bacon glazed. It's got like
syrup, dude.
And bacon. And the thing is, their donuts aren't like the Krispy Kremes that are just like, you know, like very, very light.
Oh, okay.
These are more like cake. They're cake donuts. The batter that they use is a lot thicker, more dense. so it comes out like a cake and not as much like a donut where it's really light and you can eat like 10 or 11 of them. I can still eat 10 or 11 of them.
Does it have like walnuts or pecans or anything on there?
You can put nuts on there. They've got some with a pecan praline with a glaze on it. They've got one with like strawberries on it, like
I wish
strawberry
I could
glaze.
Eat nuts, but my diverticulitis prevents me. So now donuts are all like me, sweet with no nuts.
I want to say that I don't think you ever let anything keep you from eating nuts, not even back in high school.
All right. All right. I want a pineapple black olive donut.
We'll be right back.
Nope.
No, we won't. But again, thanks to our sponsors, J&T Mechanical, John and Tracy Jones, the fine folks there at J&T Mechanical, for all your commercial heating, vacuum, and AC, HVAC needs. Commercial, if you got a company out there.
We got some great people. That's what they are.
We do. And we're so thankful for them. And John Fest at House of Hughes.
Yep.
So awesome. Our very first sponsor.
Yeah.
Has been around since, I think, like day 72.
Now, he's a good looker, too, I tell you what.
He is a good hooker. And so he's got a House of Hughes if you need house painting. Right. Commercial paint, indoor and out. They do it all from top to bottom. You know, you tell them what you want, and then he does it.
He'll even bring you donuts if you ask.
He will bring you donuts, but he throws them at you, so you better duck.
Tape recorder, be very careful on the streets. People are off, out of school. Teachers are out of work.
Out of
and
work.
So, you know, their signs out there. We'll teach for food.
The kids are out of work. The teachers are out of work.
Just be very careful because you know what that means. The soccer moms out there. Mm. Oh, be careful.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to the mothers out there and the fathers for taking care of their kids, but watch them out there and all the graduates.
Congratulations.
Y'all thinking about going to college? I love you for it, but if you're going to go to college,
get a loan.
Pay for it.
No, just get a loan.
Okay.
It'll get paid for. Just tell them you don't want to pay for it.
Stop it.
I got a loan.
Stop it.
I got a loan. Leave me alone. All right. Leave me alone. Take my loan. Take my loan, please.
Give me a loan?
Oh, so all those smilfs?
Let me alone.
No. I didn't raise myself like that. I raised myself, and you know what? I didn't tell anybody to pay for it. If you eat my food, you pay for it later. But I never told anybody to pay for anything I ever did. I did it myself. Now I'm just biding my time.
And that's your public circus announcement for
yes, I did it, Hito. And then in serio. So, you know, you pay for something, and if you don't have the money, you know what you don't do?
Grandma, you don't buy it. You're not scheduled to be on this episode.
Yes, but I had to schedule myself porque I had to tell you.
You really can't do
that. Oh, Hito, check this out. Hito, look here. Like, check this out. Check this out. Look. Like, you do the typing thing. So it's like the breaking news. Ooh, yes. Super Granny is going to be coming back this summer. It's starting in July. Maybe even the last week of June. I don't know. It just matters. It doesn't matter. I guess as soon as I get my chocolate.
We get it. We get it. You're coming back.
So within the next few weeks, you're going to have a few further adventures of Super Granny. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm going to do. And I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
We know this too.
I'm not even here. I'm here, but I'm not there. But I'm all here. He thought I'm just not all there. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to say hello. Y'all are doing a great job. Have a good gig tonight. That's what you always say, right? Good gig. Yes. And me and Melister, we're going to go check y'all out, and we're going to watch the beers, and then we're going to watch y'all, and then we're going to watch some more beers, and then we're going to have some seafood, and then we're going to boil.
Last time you showed up, Super Granny, you told me to break a string, and I broke a G-string.
Yes, but I had my G-string extra for you, didn't
Grandma.
I? Oh, yeah.
Grandma.
Oh, Blister, bring the extra one. Oh, yes. Blister, he likes the seafood boil too, but because he's got a couple of boils on his neck.
Oh, our top story.
Is it?
Is the NBA Finals.
Woo-hoo!
Grandma, you don't talk NBA until next year when Wemby comes in.
That tall man, he's like a man.
Yes,
ooh, he's
is,
like 72 feet with a big wingspan. I don't know what a wingspan is, but this is pretty big. So
say
I think
adios,
I know what
Grandma.
They're talking about.
say adios.
Anyway, I'll see you next week, Wemby.
That's Goonie.
Grandma. I know. I just don't get it. And why does my chair smell like beans again? beans?
Who won last night?
Oh, my God.
Is this game one? It was game one. That's right.
You know how a lot of times they say, well, you know, Denver didn't win. Miami lost. No. Denver won. They beat the living crap out of them. It wasn't even close. The score at the end ended up kind of being within 15, I think, something like that. It wasn't even that close. I almost felt bad for Miami. And then I remembered what Miami did to the Spurs in the finals that one time.
That's right. What year was that? That was 19.
It was 14.
1492.
2014. Because we had won in 13. And we were going to go back to back. And then.
That's right.
And then, you know, that happened. So we came back in 15 and won it again just to piss everybody off. And then in 16, we were going to win it again. Finally get our back to backs. And then. Zaza Pachulia and the knee for Uncle Dennis and Kawhi Leonard.
Wow.
Heard up 25 and lost the game, and pretty much that was the end of the dynasty. But
that's the same year that Brad Pitt.
Wow, was it?
Ate the Four Horsemen burger here in San Antonio
and promptly crapped his pants.
Yes, he did not make it.
Well, here's the thing. He did actually.
He didn't finish it.
No, he didn't. But he didn't crap his pants. I apologize. He borrowed Angelina Jolie's pants, and he crapped her pants.
Okay. Bring me my brown pants,
yes,
woman.
Ooh, whoa, man.
So, hey, shout out to Brad Pitt. Shout out to Brussels.
And shout out to Angelina's pants. Okay. So, I mean, I think that's it. That's really all we had, you know. World shortest episode. But no. The other thing I did want to talk about when we were talking about sports. Denver looks like they're going to be unstoppable.
Yeah, dude.
It looks like next year it's going to be them being, you know, defending. Oh, man, they look unstoppable. But I give the Spurs a few years, and they will be right there with them. Joker.
Let's get Kerr to come coach over here.
Wow.
No. Too soon?
I think once Wemby comes in, right about trade deadline next year,
yeah.
All of these free agents to be are going to start saying, hey, why don't you trade me to San Antonio, or you're going to get nothing for me at the end of the season. So the Spurs might make
a playoff charge. We'll even take LeBron.
Yeah.
We can trade him to Salt Lake City.
Wow.
Yep. Hey. LeBron. Jabroni?
Yeah, LeBron's.
Jabroni.
LeBron's fans. Yeah. So, I mean, it just looks like Denver is set up. I mean, I'd say it's going to be a sweep. I don't know. I don't know if the NBA can afford a sweep. They've got to have at least six games, you would think.
Because somebody's got to pay their student loans.
So leave them alone.
Okay, Hito. All right, fine.
Anyway, so, you know, we're just going to have some monster drinks right now. We paid for them ourselves.
Did we? Yeah. No, actually, I think our sponsors, thank you so much for feeding us.
J&T Mechanicals, proud sponsors. And Monster, now proud sponsors of the inside of my colon.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Whatever.
I mean, what I meant, you know, what I meant to say, no. What I said and what I meant was two different things.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
But anyway, so you were having
I was out shopping yesterday because last night I made chicken pepperoni sliders.
The little Mrs. Lax when you go out and shop for them.
Absolutely. That's all I do. Woo-hoo. I cook. I wear an apron. I smell good.
To be honest, nobody ever told you to wear the apron.
Yeah, I don't smell very good either.
That's all right.
So I was down in the slider line, and lo and behold, I saw, it's a chilada by Modelo.
Uh-huh. It's a new line. I'm not a michilada person, but some of them, If you make them right, they are pretty good. I just it's been so long, I can never find a good one.
Well, it's all in the I think the brand.
Wow.
But Modelo has some great cerveza.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't say that right.
I used to have some good cervezas.
They have some great cervezas.
Teresita.
Tavarongas.
I tell you what.
And there were four flavors. One was a salimon. Which, you know, anybody who's been down in the valley, half of their names are Salimon. Anyway,
wow.
There's a mango, there is a piña picoso de la Vega, and then there's a tamarind de los Hicos.
Mango de caca.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think that's probably the best one because it has a little orange flavor in it. So where they got that?
Bring me my orange pants.
I love it.
It's awesome. Like
There you have it. Go out and try it. That's really a shout out.
We're gonna have to. I mean, we're just trying to get some more sponsorships. We need alcohol sponsorship. We've got sponsorship from our friends and their businesses, and you know that we're trying to hawk their businesses. But we really, if we're being honest, we really need a liquor sponsor. Plus, we're thirsty.
Yeah.
Monster does the trick right now, but I sure could use some Jameson to go right with it. And I don't want to have to go see Blessed Glamp and buy one of his RVs that comes with a lovely travel Jameson.
Aye, lad. So get yourself some travel Jameson, don't you know?
You didn't sound like Jameson. Oh.
Irish Spring, two deodorants. Right here, my friends.
I'm going to show you my Lucky Charms.
No? Okay.
How about I show you my shillelagh?
I tried. Yeah.
Hey,
that's right. I do voiceovers. So please, if you want, you know, that authentic Irish guy, I can send you to somebody.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more of an indictment than an sponsorship that we're looking at here.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, the other thing when we were talking about sports, not to switch from alcohol, because I never will switch from alcohol.
To sports.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're going to do it both. You might as well do it at the same time, just like high school.
Whoa.
I saw
take the edge off during English class.
Or take your pants off.
Whoa.
Anyway, I haven't done that before in high school. I was checking out the schedules because I wanted to see when the Roadrunners were playing this year, because they're moving up. They went from the Conference USA. Now they're going to be in the AAC. So some really, really good teams in there. So they're
really.
There's only one game that they might not be favored in, and that's going to be against the Tennessee Volunteers. They're going to be a top 10 team, but UTSA, I think their preseason, way too early preseason ranking was like 24.
Okay.
But they're going to have three nationally televised games on ESPN and ABC. So they're going to be a lot more present on TV now they're moving up in conference, and two, because they've just been good. 10, 11, 12 win seasons in a row, back-to-back conference titles. It's going to be tougher this year because there's going to be some really good teams in their conference.
Winning it all.
But they could do it. I know they can do it. And so you can catch them. Yeah, I think they're going to be the first nationally televised game is going to be with UTSA against Houston. And I want to say that it's the 26th or the 2nd, something like that, August, September, that first weekend. All I did was lift my armpits. And I don't even know who I am or why I am.
I know what you're doing. You're crackling is what you're doing. You got to stop moving over there.
You're not supposed to crackle on your microphone. You're supposed to eat crackling.
Okay.
So I like eating crackling. So speaking of which... eat your crackling.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're not. We're still on minute 6. What the heck?
What? I think we're done here.
We might be. But just because we might be done doesn't mean we're done.
Okay, last week we played at the Tim Barnes Saloon.
Yeah, we did.
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
It's a family affair. It's three brothers and a cousin.
Whoa,
Valerie!
That sounds very Arkansas to me.
Thank you, Valerie Vargas. Oh my goodness!
Right, great voice.
Yeah,
awesome,
just outstanding.
Lots of talent. We had a great time, so hopefully we'll be back there soon. We're just looking at some open dates, seeing when and where we can go and where we can play, because we're always looking for a new place. So if you know a new place, Brussels, we're talking to you. If you have a place where you want us to play,
dude,
let
us know.
That
would be awesome, since we're big in Belgium, we could
big,
play there.
I'm big everywhere I go, baby.
Wow.
I tell you
this
what.
This is true.
I tell you what, I told you. I remember that time.
And then we'd like to thank all the firefighters for coming out there and knocking out that that second alarm.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Last night it was a scorcher.
I tell you what, it's funny how you said last weekend was fun.
Yeah.
Because that was the last time, you know, Saturday night when we played. That was the last time you were out until yesterday.
I pulled a 96.
A 96.
The old 96.
Tell everybody else what, you know, that doesn't know what that is. Tell them what pulling a 96 is.
A 96er is when you get this 96-ounce steak.
No.
You put it on the fire.
No, not that one. Not the old 96er from Great Outdoors.
Oh.
With John Candy.
Oh.
God rest his soul.
Oh.
And with Dan Aykroyd, hopefully, God rest your soul someday.
Oh.
And not that 96er. Pull in a 96 as a firefighter.
Ow. Okay. First, you got to say yes to doing an overtime.
Uh-huh.
And then when you get forced to do another overtime, and then when you get forced to work your own shift.
Wow.
Well, there you are. You are sitting there. Waiting for the runs to happen.
So I
got the runs. The third shift, we were blowing and going. We were back and forth across the runways to medical responses here and there. It was cool because, can I get through this?
I'm trying. Go on.
So hour 94. I'm ready. I'm packed up, ready to go home. What happens? An alert 3.
I thought you got the runs.
We had a plane coming in with no hydraulics, no nothing, no wheels.
Holy crap.
One wing was gone.
Jesus Christ. How did they stay up there?
That's why they came down so fast.
So here we
are, saving the world. And I don't get off for another 3 days because I'm sitting there with the FAA.
Wow. So you finally got off? Or are you waiting
for
that?
Well, here I am now, so I am tired, and, you know, believe it or not, we were there.
Dude, you also told me that one of the planes ran off the runway?
Yes.
What the heck? How do you run off a runway? Aren't they like 3 miles long?
Well, you grab a Schnitzer's rye bread.
What?
And you fill it up with Jimmy Dean sausage.
Wow.
And then you chase it down with a vodka, and that's how...
You get the runs?
No, that's how you run off a runway.
Wow. Okay. So I was just thinking you're going to tell me about the plane, but, you know, it's all right. It's okay. You know,
it was a good time.
Sometimes we talk about, you know, truth, and sometimes we talk about bull.
Oh, my goodness. It was so true.
Oh, also want to thank Mo Friday night when we were
Bandy?
At the reserve. No, just Mo.
Mo Money?
No, he actually cashed.
Mo Cephas.
He cash apped us a $20 tip.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mo.
After the gig. And just came up to us and said, hey, man, just wanted to...
It was actually during the gig, told us to stop, and he was going to give us more money.
It's all right.
So.
No, but he was really happy to hear us play, and we were just so thankful, you know, to be there at that night. And one of your firefighter buddies showed up there. He thought, you know, he'd check out, you know, the place.
Yeah, to protect the innocent, his name is Stephen with a V.
Right, Cars. And, you know, he showed up in his Cars. So he just said, man, I didn't even know you guys were here. We were just stopping to check out the new place. And sure enough, here we were. So he said, okay, bye. And then
it was great.
Stayed for the whole time.
No, and he showed up and there we are tearing it up the stage. And we talked to thousands of people a day
and
say, show up at our gig.
And sometimes they show up on accident.
Yeah.
So, and another thing.
That's because they got plenty of money because they are the debt relief from their... Never mind.
Yeah, so I mean, if you get a chance, go out to the reserve on 1863.
Oh yeah, good
stuff. It's on FM 1863, and if you ever see the Patriot Grill food truck, make sure to hit them up. Gunny had a great spread here in his food truck, and
fantastic chow.
A former Marine, went to the jungle and
fought sausage.
And was a great talking to him, even if it was just for a few moments trying to catch up with him. But Patriot Grill, make sure. He's going to be part of the Adobo Throwdown. It's a national event. He was invited to do it. So
it's
kind of
like
be,
a fight club?
It is kind of like that, except he's going to win.
Huh. Okay.
He's going to win. Brad Pitt,
cool.
Bring yourself your brown pants. You better, because Gunny's coming after you.
Yeah.
And he's bringing the Adobo. De,
you betcha. The Adobo Four Horsemen.
Teresita. Anyway, so, I mean, that's about all we got for this week.
That's about all we had.
We didn't really have much. We kind of made up most of it. The rest was half-truth, half-truth and lies.
That's true.
That's what's going to be the our next season of the True Bull Virtual Cast. It's going to be great.
Thank you for all the believers out there for believing in True Bull.
I tell you what, and thank you for all of those who don't believe us, because, you know, it makes it a lot more fun when we're right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brussels.
So until next time, you've been listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, episode 220. Brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, First Do Lawn Care and Tactical Finish, Redline Guns, and Nemo. And we hope that you have a great day, blessed weekend. Come on out to Pipe Creek tonight to see Virtual Country Trio with the Menchaca Brothers, and stay there until tomorrow and see the Lloyd Bonham Band.
Oh, yes.
Have some seafood.
Oh, yes.
Some corn and potatoes, some beer. Bring a bottle, because it is BYOB. They do charge you $10 to bring in your liquor, but they
and your grandma
and your grandma's liquor.
So
come on out, have a good time. We'll be there from 7 to 10 tonight, and we will catch y'all down the road.
Okay, bye bye.
And that's right.